Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Do you have the courage to do the right thing, even if it's not what you want, and you have the opportunity to easily do what would be wrong? There was one early U.S. presidential election where the decision by one person decided who would become the next president. In early American presidential elections, each elector was able to cast two votes. The person with the most votes became president, and whoever received the second most became vice president. In the 1796 elections, Federalist John Adams was elected president, while his political rival, Democrat-Republican Thomas Jefferson, became vice president. In the year 1800, they met in a rematch, although this time each party also selected their own vice presidential candidates. The Federalists put up Charles Pinckney, and the Democrat-Republicans selected Aaron Burr. Voting in each of the 16 states was spread out from April to October, with 6 states taking a popular vote and 10 states selecting the presidential electors by the state legislature. In New York, the Democrat-Republicans took control of the state legislature in that election, with its 12 electoral votes designated for Jefferson and Burr. When all tallied, Jefferson and Burr looked to be victorious, winning 73 electoral votes to only 65 for the Federalist slate. In the 6 states where the people voted, Jefferson won over 60% of these votes. However, Federalist Alexander Hamilton wrote a desperate letter to Federalist New York Governor John Jay, asking him to call a special session of the state's legislature before the Federalists lost their majority. Hamilton wanted the expiring legislators to cast the state's electoral votes for the Federalist ticket, which would have resulted in Adams being reelected and Jefferson losing. Though the election results were not what he preferred, Jay did nothing. The next year, Jefferson became president. After Jay died, Hamilton's letter to him was found among his files. On the back of the letter, Jay had written that taking the action Hamilton requested was not becoming to him. In other words, he had the courage to do what was right, though it was not what he wanted. What would you have done? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.